waters were brought. He's a flower of all his kin. His hair hung down like wings of gold, shone over the hazel green. It's 40 times he kissed her cheeks, and 40 times her chin, and 40 times her red and rosy lips, and let his lady in. If ever I vow break on you, my love, oh, heaven will forsake me and send me down to the torment place, where I never return to thee.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
What was the title of that one?
John of Hazel Green.
John of Hazel Green.
It's originally, if you go very far back, it's an old Scottish song, but Elizabeth found in an archive a woman from Virginia singing that.
Victoria Morris of Albemarle County.
Oh, wow. Okay, I think, would you like to maybe move on to a second song?
Of course.
Fantastic.
This is a song that I learned from a wonderful singing family from southern Vermont. I grew up in Vermont, and from the MacArthur family.
Look for me.
gorgeous.
Thank you. It's a lovely song.
And so you two met in 2011 under what circumstances?
Nefarious ones.
In rural Virginia, which is where I live now.
Yeah, no, where I kind of made my way down there after college to study traditional Appalachian music. Yeah, and we kind of just ran into each other, as you do in a very small community of musicians, and kind of hit it off and decided we had a shared love and interest, not only in the music, but in the story part and the history of it, and being excited to share the music part with audiences, but also try to figure out interesting and engaging ways to tell people about where the music came from and all the amazing people that we've met through pursuing traditional music.
And that's how we came to incorporate storytelling into our shows and also
and visuals.
Our visual art with the Crankies.
Yeah.
Great. And so I understand that you two gather songs and stories from archives and visits with elders. Could you tell us more about some of those sources?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we just spent kind of a big part of last year, this 2016 year, I guess, in archives. So there are archives all over the states and different regional archives based on where you are. And so we picked a few archives from where we were from. So I went back up to Vermont for a month, and Elizabeth hung out in Virginia. There were all these people in the 40s who loved folk music, and they would go door to door knocking on people's doors saying, "Do you know any old songs?" Or they'd follow leads and then kind of invite themselves into these people's homes and get them to sing all the old songs they knew. And these were people who were old in the 1940s. So it was like songs that they could have learned as children in the 1880s. And so then we're learning them in 2016. So it's this kind of amazing. And a lot of times you go to an archive and the archivist will be like, "No one's listened to this in a while," because it's just... Like,
how long is a while? There's a lot of layers there. And then the other component that you mentioned is visiting elders. And there's, I think in this kind of music, there's a real... there's so many generous elders. I think people who have been working with this kind of music or have learned from an elder in their life before, and feel like the songs are just this really precious thing that pass person to person, and that's a really beautiful thing about this music.
Right.
Yeah, the intergenerationalness of it. Like, yeah, we like that the music we play, like, you get cooler as you get older, which is not really true of kind of mainstream American culture, so it's like a good track to be on. Like,
yeah. We're just planning ahead for...
Yeah, exactly.
It's really cool. And Elizabeth, you've been pursuing your interest in mountain ballads for a decade. How did this interest come about?
At least, kind of through my mother, really. She loved to sing. When I was little, she would sing to me, and she was interested in folk music and story songs, and that I gravitated towards that too at an early age.
Great. Yeah. And Anna, you're classically trained on the violin,
yeah,
and fell in love with the sound of the banjo in college.
Yeah.
Was it a specific performance that sparked that interest, or did you gradually become acclimated?
It was like a trio of events, and which culminated seeing Abigail Washburn play at this teeny venue in Burlington. And the next day I bought a banjo after I saw her. She's so inspiring. And I think also the idea, when you play classical music, you feel like if you haven't started at the age of 4, there's no hope for you. So then she was like, "Well, I picked up the banjo in college." And I thought, "I'm in college? I could learn the banjo." So anyone listening, you could learn the banjo at any age.
Any age.
And
start
that,
now.
That is, you know, it's such a part, it's... of course there are virtuosos in all of these traditional musics, and that's so cool about Lotus, is like going around and seeing these virtuosos from all these different traditions. But there's also such a history in every tradition of the people, you know, who aren't virtuosos, but those of us who just, you know, who you kind of learn the music so you're able to share it with your friends. And, you know, you don't have to be a virtuoso to have a good time playing in your kitchen with your best friends, like, and that was kind of a thing that occurred that it hadn't really occurred to me until I got into folk music and started playing the banjo, and was like, oh, this is just like a fun activity in addition to being a beautiful sound. It's like two, it can be two things, like being, and also being able to play somewhere other than like a rehearsal room is so cool, like being able to play in a kitchen, being able to play on a porch, being able to play, you know, last night late at like 2:20 a.m. In a bar. Like, I didn't do that when I played classical music, though I could, I guess.
Cool. And your second album features Grammy nominee and legendary folk singer Alice Gerard.
Yes.
How did that collaboration come about?
Well, she's a friend of ours through
and
folk
a hero
music.
Of ours.
Yeah, and we called her and we're like, Alice, we have a question for you.
Will you be on our record?
And she called us
nervous
back.
Voicemail.
She's so matter of fact. She called us back and she's like, "Hey, Giggle Girls, of course I'll be
yep,
on your
I'll
record."
Do it. Okay, cool.
She's so great. I just did an interview with her for an old time magazine, and she just is like, she's in her 80s, but she doesn't act it or how we think of it. You know, I hope to act like her when I'm 80.
Yeah, that should be the model for everybody.
But just the end of the interview, she was like talking about how all her elders had passed away. And I was like, "Well, Alice, like, you're our elder now." And she's like, "Oh, crap." So she's like the Patti Smith of the folk scene to me.
Fantastic. Wonderful. I think we have time for another song or two.
Yes. Right. So this one is from another hero of ours, a great singer named Ginny Hocker, who's we visited her in West Virginia a couple times, and yeah, she's such a treat to be around. So this is a gospel song she sang.
Place while you're below.
vineyard.
Here in the vineyard. That was beautiful. And again, this has been Anna and Elizabeth. They'll be playing at Lotus in the Park. I believe we have time for one more song.
Wonderful. This one is from Hazel Dickens, to stick with West Virginia singers. This one she wrote. Another gospel song.
I feel the shadows now upon me. Angels beckon to me. Before I go, dear Christian brother, won't you come and sing for me? Sing those hymns we sang together, that plain little church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moment we stood shaking hands and singing our song. My burden is heavy, my way has grown weary. I have traveled the road that is long, and it would ease this poor heart, dear brother, if you'd come and sing one song. Sing those hymns we sang together, that plain little church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moment we stood shaking hands and singing our song. Well, in my home beyond the dark river, your dear faces no more will I see. Until we meet where there's no more sad parting, won't you come and sing for me? Sing those hymns we sang together, that plain little church with the benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moment we stood shaking hands and singing our song. We stood shaking hands and singing our song.
Beautiful. What was the name of that one?
Sing Those Hymns.
And Won't You Come and Sing for Me.
And again, this has been Anna Roberts Javalt and Elizabeth LaPrelle, otherwise known as Anna and Elizabeth. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And special thanks to Blockhouse Studio for helping us host our Lotus Live today. I'm DJ Bracky Brack, sending it back over to Colonel Kelsey at WFHB.